Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
Let's go. Welcome to Wednesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
We got a big one. The Wreckers are coming in today. They played with Eddie and I last night at the Ryman. The Wreckers are Michelle Branch and Jessica Harp. You probably know them from this song right here.
And it's all right, yeah, I'll be fine, don't worry about it.
So they played that last night with us, and they play, but the Raging Idiots band plays the music behind them. And so Eddie and I were doing background vocals for this. Ray, can you start it over? And this is how it sounded like with us.
And it's all right, yeah, I'll be fine, don't worry about this heart of mine.
That's basically what you heard last night.
I mean, it's really good, guys.
Yeah, it's like seven-layered dip. It was just so many layers.
I feel bad for people that missed it.
Yeah. One more time, from the top.
Come on.
And it's all right, yeah, I'll be fine, don't worry about this.
See, that's it. Nailed it. The crowd was like, more background vocals. It was awesome. Less than more background vocals, which has never happened. But they will be in later, and I'm super excited about that. So let's get going with the show now, though. Around the room, this next person is my right-hand man on stage with the Raging Idiots. Although I should say left-hand man, because I'm left-handed.
You're always on my right. No, you're on my left. I'm on your right.
Yeah, but they say right-hand man because right-hand man's like the main, but I'm left-handed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's just a saying.
Yeah,
just
I hate
like
to
your
saying,
main help.
I feel like, again, woke culture, taken away from left-handed people. Here he is, Eddie, everybody. Yes.
I want to talk to sports parents. This weekend was just a terrible look for parents out there that have kids playing sports. I had a basketball game, my son's basketball game, and my kids also played a flag football game. At both games, there were fights. People were yelling at refs.
Parents. Yeah.
The football game, two of the dads almost got into it because their kids started fighting on the field. Then the dads wanted to fight. Guys, relax.
Are they just so triggered that they'll fight anybody?
I think so. I think we're at the age, like 9, 10 or whatever, is when stuff just starts getting real, like, you know, intense with sports.
Like, they think their kids should be playing more, or, like, when you're coaching, what's the most annoying thing a parent does? Not even on your team, but, like, another team.
I think the parents yelling at the refs is the worst. Like, I found out that these refs get paid $20 a game. Because I asked one. I'm like, how much do you get paid, dude? He's like, $20 a game.
They slept on 40 and they won.
Because, like, they get harassed so bad. And it's not fair to them. They're just trying to do their job, call the game equally. But the parents just yell at them. Dude, they say curse words to these refs.
Out loud?
Out loud.
With kids around?
What the beep are you thinking? Open up your eyes, ref! It's like crazy. I've never seen anything like this.
Huh. Well, so what would you like to say as your closing statement to parents?
It's very simple. Guys, look, 99.9% of your kids are not going to go to college and play sports. They're not going to go to the NFL. They're not going to go to the NBA. Relax. Just have fun.
But if your kid is, you know, 0.1%, like you can
then get into
bad words.
Into
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got it. Got it. Got it.
Okay. He says he will drive his Altima into the ground, and we hope that's where he puts his prom king crown eventually. Here he is, Lunchbox, everybody.
I don't know what happened, guys, but I have some top secret information, like audio sent to me, and I don't know why.
What do you mean?
Like, I have a song from an artist, full length, that is not out until the summer. I don't know. It just came through, and it had no note. It just showed up on my phone.
Did you get hacked?
Yeah.
No. And I start Googling the song, and it says, coming summer 2023. And I look online, and I can only find 15 to 20-second clips of it. I have the full-length song. There was no note with it, so I don't know if this person meant to send it to me or if
Were you on a list of other people?
No, it was an individual sent just to me.
No chance.
It's like one time I did get an email from a record label executive. They thought they were emailing someone else within their company, and they sent it to me.
That's what I'm saying.
I got a follow-up email that was like, please, destroy...
Destroy your computer.
But
there is no note with it.
Mike, go look at his computer.
No, Mike, on my phone.
No.
He said, don't look in there.
No,
I don't want you to see what I've been searching.
Golly, let me pull it up. So, I'm telling you, it was.
Do you want to say who the artist is?
No.
What?
I don't want. I mean,
not even going to tell us who the artist is? What's it start with? First letter. Okay, he's showing it to Mike.
His first letter.
Mike, is this an accident?
It's there, isn't it, Mike?
Do you think it's an accident or is it a promo?
Like, I mean, I have
and
the full song.
Write the name down on a piece of paper.
Man.
Hey, is the song good?
Yeah, it's pretty good, actually.
Ask him?
I mean, yeah, right.
He doesn't even like music.
He's like, it's a banger.
He's like, I don't even care about music.
Well, let's rate it now.
Okay. I mean, we can play it. I mean, we
You're not going to say who the artist is, but you're going to play the song.
I mean, guys, we have
it. Who's the artist then? Just say it.
Jimmy Allen.
How in the world did you get that?
Like, I don't know if he was trying to send it to BB. And he actually did. LB? I don't know. But there's no note. There was no follow-up like, oh, my bad. Or
what's the name of it?
It is called...
Wait, Jimmy send it to you?
I don't know that we should say the title.
Well, if it's online already. Is it online already?
There's like 20-second clips online.
So it exists.
It's
okay.
Small Town Anthem. Okay. And it comes out summer 2023.
I'll just text him. I mean, I'll just send him a voice memo right now. Because it may just be a promotional deal.
What do you mean promotional? I have the whole song. Okay, song is nowhere.
I hear you. Hey, Lunchbox is screaming that you accidentally sent him a full version of a song called
Small Town Anthem.
Small Town Anthem in his email. And he said nobody else was on it. He thinks it was an accident.
You want me to play you a little bit?
No. And he's trying to play it on the air. Is this something that you sent out to everybody? Or did you accidentally send to Lunchbox? Is that even a real... Just let me know. He's throwing a fit in studio like he's got some sort of exclusive that we don't have.
I do. It's not even in the system.
Right. We know it's not in the system.
Type in the system. It ain't there. Dude. No one has it.
Hope you're good, buddy. See you later.
Oh, boy.
We'll find it. I sent that to Jimmy.
Did you find it, Mike?
No. Okay, let's move on from Lunchbox.
I mean, guys, this is... I'm
breaking news. Yeah. Good?
Yeah,
ready to move on?
Ooh.
All right, the next person recently dropped sour cream on the floor, and little did she know it lead to her breaking down in the grocery store. Here it is. Amy, everybody. Yeah.
So my daughter's favorite type of movie is scary horror. So occasionally I tried to watch one with her as our bonding time. And she picked out It Comes at Night.
Never heard of it.
Okay. Well, it came out in 2017. And I think you would like it. It's like end of world. Like there's some, it's like disease or something.
I love disease.
Right.
You do?
And then these people are hiding out in the woods because they don't want to come into contact with any other humans because whatever it is spreading at night.
Yeah. Movie Mike, have you seen It Comes at Night? You have?
Yeah, it's a very, very slow burn. I don't know that you would like that.
Is there disease?
There's disease.
I'm in!
You do like
that's my new thing.
It's 88% on Rotten Tomatoes.
But the audience score is 44%.
Oh. Yeah, that's pretty.
Yeah. Did you like it?
I mean, it's fine. But I just thought I'd tell you about it because it's end of world and it was something. It's just crazy now to watch those movies that were made pre-COVID. And it just took me back to when we were first put in lockdown and we didn't know what the heck was going on. And
or how long.
Masks and all the things you wanted to hide out. You don't want to be near people. So
it was on packages. Washing my packages.
Oh, yeah. Groceries.
Yeah, little do we know. Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
Raymundo, play that voicemail.
Hey, I have an intro for you, Bobby. He's written 3 books. And if you're a kangaroo... You better watch that left hook. It's Bobby Bones.
Thank you very much. It's true. All true. So part of my day was spent trying to get my car acting normal again. I told you guys I locked my keys in my car, which I didn't know could happen because I didn't lock the doors. I had it in my bag. I was going to play pickleball at a court near the house, and I put the bag with the keys in the back seat. Didn't lock the doors because the car's parked right by the court. Nobody's going to break into it. I'm looking right. The door's locked with the keys in the car. I didn't lock the car, and it locked with the keys in the car, which I didn't know could happen when it was electric lock. So I call the place dealership. They're like, oh, it's not supposed to do that. I'm like, exactly. They said, so yesterday they came over to my house, one of the guys that works at the dealership. And we set up all this stuff, and he like had to, all these cars have computers in them. Mine's no different. He had to reboot everything. So I've lost everything. All my favorite, like radio station.
No.
All my, everything is gone. All my settings for my air and seat seating. I get in and my knees are.
You actually take the time to set those?
Yes. Set them and forget them.
That's right.
Wow,
but
man.
Everything is off. I got in to come to work this morning. Felt like I was driving in a the steering wheel's on the other side this morning.
Oh, really?
Like I was like in Europe. And there was a brake for like driver's ed on the other side too. The whole thing is messed up. So that's what I was dealing with. I'm a little off. We had a show last night. It was very late. Today's show is probably going to be really good, but that means tomorrow's will probably suck. I'm just letting everybody know.
Can't wait.
Get into it. It's time to open the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My girlfriend and I recently made it official after dating for a couple of months. For my birthday, she got me a nice black Columbia shirt, camo hat, and a new pair of jeans. She also recently encouraged me to grow out my beard. While that may not sound alarming to you, her very favorite artist is Luke Combs. And when I put all those things together, I look exactly like Luke Combs. We met on a dating app, and now I can't help but think maybe she saw my pictures and thought, what a little work. I could be Luke Combs. She confessed to me before that she does find him sexy. Should I be concerned? Is it a red flag if she's trying to get me to look like the country singer she's crazy about? Should we go to the show together? He's playing in town, or is this not a big deal? Signed, Flute Combs. Amy?
I mean, I don't think it's a red flag. I think it probably is just a coincidence. If she has a style she's attracted to, she's like, hey, if you do this, if you do that, that's fine.
It's definitely a type. Maybe it's not Luke Combs specifically as much as it is the Luke Combs type.
But she wants him to look just like Luke Combs.
The type.
But if she has you
just
start
like him.
Like beard,
you know, singing to her every night.
Honestly, it feels a little creepy. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know that I'd break it off because of it.
Right.
But I would say it is not a red flag, but it is a very mild yellow.
Right. Like, so when she starts asking him to perform to her all the time, that's the flag.
When she gives you a coupon for singing lessons and a guitar.
Yeah.
Like, that is the... Right now, it's a mild yellow, but I wouldn't freak out. Although, hilarious.
I mean, but gosh, if it was reversed and some
exactly.
guy...
Exactly. If he started dressing her like Carrie Underwood, guess what would happen? Oh, you're such a shallow pig. Yeah. Oh, how dare you?
I agree.
Yeah, true.
Completely agree. But also, you got a new pair of jeans.
And Columbia shirts.
I mean, look how generous she was with the gifts. A nice black Columbia shirt, a camo hat, and a new pair of jeans. Like, that's pretty generous. She did also encourage you to grow out your beard, which is weird. But other than that, we're going to say mild yellow. Just be on the lookout. But do not break up over this. Now, if you're making out and she goes, Luke, that's problematic. Other than that, I think you're okay for now. All right. Thank you for the email. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer. But I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson, How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash, alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. On the phone now is Krista, who is a behavioral analyst. Hi, Krista. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, what is a behavioral analyst? Like, what do you do specifically?
I primarily work with kids with autism or other disabilities, Down syndrome, oppositional defiant disorder. But essentially, we create contingencies to increase appropriate behaviors, decrease inappropriate behaviors, and build skills alongside that.
I could use some of that here, increase, you know, having these guys increase appropriate, decrease inappropriate.
For us?
Yeah. Well, Krista, you hear the show. What would you like to comment about when you hear it as a behavioral analyst?
Well, I think every day when I'm listening, that lunchbox would probably benefit from some sort of a behavior contract to help increase some of the appropriate behaviors we'd like to see or decrease some of the negative statements.
So a contract would be like a literal contract where he signs an agreement that says, if I'm a jerk, like, for example, Abby, who loves to sing, she's not trying to really make it as a singer.
Great
now,
example.
But he's rude to her. He's like, you'll never make it. But if he does something like that, we have a contract where he has to, like, pay me $5 or something. Something like that where there's a penalty.
So the first thing we like to focus on is the reinforcement of the appropriate behaviors. So
what if there are none of those?
Then he gets nothing.
Okay.
But what makes her the sayer of what's
her
right
degree,
and wrong?
Her degree. No, but analyst, a degree. Education.
Well, a degree doesn't tell you what's right and wrong. Everybody has a different opinion of what's right and wrong because she says it's right doesn't mean it's right. That's a matter of opinion. Her job is nothing but opinions.
However, a behavior contract is much more effective when both parties, the one giving the reinforcement and lunchbox would be the client in this situation, are in agreement of the contingencies.
Mm-hmm. So what could I put as a reward for him? I'm anxious. I mean, I'm eager, anxious to do it now. I'm like, let's go. Let's
this could be cool.
Yeah. Like, what's a reward I could put for him in this contract?
Well, what is lunchbox's primary reinforcement? Money. I think we all know what that is.
Money, lottery ticket. Yeah. 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 Financial.
Yeah, money. He could spin the wheel. He could get something in return. I mean, he's got listeners out here buying him $200 watches. I'm sure we could figure something out.
That's pretty legit.
Well, no, you tried to be an angel on a tree, a charity tree at Christmas.
And someone bought it for me.
No, they didn't.
Listener did.
Right.
A B-teamer.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay, so what if we did this? Can you do it per day? Let's say Lunchbox has a good day where he gets more dings and ants, and then he gets to spin the wheel at the end of the day. Does that work? Can you do it like macro instead of micro, a dollar every time? Could you do it like that?
Absolutely. And I mean, you could do two parts of it. You could have the reinforcement part where he gets money or a spin if he does something good that we've all identified, you know, and explicitly described what that goal is. But then you could do a response cost also. So if he has a negative statement or a rude statement, he could lose the opportunity.
So
he's rolling his eyes.
No, I like it. We'll draw this up. So what, though, would be a punishment that we could do for an adult man who doesn't
have to listen to her talk for longer?
We just put you on with her.
See, that's being rude.
That would be negative, right? Yeah. That'd go down the negative. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry, Krista.
Well, I mean, I think I would like Lunchbox's input. Would he be interested in earning money for appropriate behaviors?
No, but my appearance.
No, she's asking you a question.
Yeah, yeah, I would love that, but you don't determine what my behavior is appropriate.
A contract would, though. A contract would.
That's what I'm saying.
But you would agree to the terms of the contract. We're not forcing anything on you. We together would go, we all agree. If you do this, you're rewarded. If you do this, you're punished.
Like, if I give my opinions, I'm rewarded. If I don't give my opinions, I'm punished.
What's a punishment, Krista, that is not seen as unethical? Like, can we lock them in something?
That'd be cool. With snakes?
I mean, yeah, you guys could come up with whatever you want. Mm-hmm. You could spin the wheel of, you know, hot snakes. Items. You could come up with a second wheel with Ooh. Negative consequences.
Yes, Ooh. The bizarro wheel, where it's all bad stuff.
Spicy stuff.
Wow. Okay. Hey, Krista, thank you very much for this call. This has really put a lot of thoughts in the old brainer. I'm thinking about some stuff. Maybe a couple days, Lunchbox, we'll address the contract here. I'll write something up. If you like it, we'll agree to it. If not, we'll move on.
All right, we'll check it out. See if my pen has any ink in it.
What?
Okay.
We'll do DocuSign. All right, Krista, thank you. Really appreciate you listening to the show. Hope you have an awesome day. And the line of work you're in, it takes somebody with a special heart to do that. So we also appreciate you doing that as well.
Of course. Love you guys.
All right, bye, Krista. There she is.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Back in December, there's a bus driver named Rita. She's 72 years old. She woke up and she wasn't sick, but she said, I just felt a little off. But she felt like she would shake it, and she did. Then she did her bus route. And so she goes on, and she picks some kids up, and then she goes over to her second route. And then she realizes, oh, this is not good. Whatever this is, it's back. So she pulls her bus over to the side of the road, turns on her hazard lights. And there was a 9-year-old that she thought was pretty responsible named Riley, one of the oldest kids on the bus, too. And she's like, I need your help. So Riley gets on the radio they have in the bus. It's like, hey, we need some help here. Couldn't get anybody. So then she gets on the cell phone of the bus driver and calls the bus driver's daughter and then calls the paramedics. Everybody arrives. The bus driver's safe. She had a heart attack, but she is not going to die. They take her to the hospital. They're like, yeah, you had a heart attack. Thank God that that kid was there. Thank God you pulled the bus over. And then somebody else hopped on the bus, the unnamed hero, and drove all the kids to school.
Oh, yeah.
So three heroes here. The unnamed bus driver, the kid.
Riley.
Yeah, and also the bus driver who's like, hey, I should probably pull over and not keep on doing this.
Yeah.
Who pulled over and got some help and she's going to be okay. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
All right, we're going to go over to Kimberly, who is on the phone. She's in Texas. Kimberly, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing really good. Now, you're going to love this because we're going to play a game, but I'm actually going to give you a chance to win a big prize. But the first question I have is, do you like big prizes?
I love big prizes.
Now, if you win, you win the prize. But if you lose, I cannot give it to you, okay? Because this is a legal deal and it's a big prize. Are we all on the same page here?
Okay.
Okay. So here we go. In honor of our 10th anniversary, live from Nashville, Hyundai wants to help us honor your journey, Kimberly, and listening to the Bobby Bones Show. We're going to give you a chance to win $1,000 right
Woo!
Now.
She feels like I do.
So we're going to play the Bobby feud. And here's the question. Oh, yeah. And then, Kimberly, you'll be able to grab one of these show members to play for you. And if they win, you win $1,000.
Oh, my gosh. I am planning to block her $1,000.
Well, she hasn't picked a person yet.
Sorry.
Here we go. The question's going to be, name a place you hate waiting in line. We polled 2,000 Bobby Bone Show listeners and asked them to name a place that they hate waiting in line. So we're going to let you pick first, and then I'm going to roll the dice, Kimberly. Go ahead. Who do you want to represent you? Amy, Lunchbox, or Eddie? And if they win, you win $1,000.
I'm going to pick Eddie.
Okay.
Yeah, smart, Kimberly.
Here's the dice. Ready? Here we go. I'm rolling to see who goes first. The number is 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Lunchbox is first.
So you're blocking Kimberly.
I am stealing that $1,000 from Kimberly's pocket and putting it in mine.
Lunchbox, name a place you hate waiting in line.
The DMV.
Show me the DMV. Okay, number one answer, you get 1 point. Okay. Go ahead, Lunchbox. Name a place you hate waiting in line. We pulled 2,000 Bobby Bone Show listeners. Go ahead.
The grocery store.
Show me the grocery store. Number two answer.
Woo!
3 points total so far. 8 answers left on the board.
Yeah, you ready? Yes. Are you ready?
Yep.
Give me the concession stand. You're at a concert. You're at an event. You got to go get something at the concession stand. It's such a long line.
Show me concession stand. Number 8 answer worth Woo! 8 points.
Wow. Wow.
Lunchbox now has 11 points. Wow.
Ah, it's easy. You're at a concert. You're at the club, actually. You're at the club.
Which one?
You're at the club.
Okay, club.
Man, you know what? I got to go to the bathroom. Are you guys in line for the bathroom? Yeah, all right. If line starts back there, gosh, I really got to go to the bathroom.
Show bathroom. Number six answer. Lunch has 4 answers off the board, a total of 17 points so far. Lunchbox, name a place you hate waiting in line.
Man. All right. Well, I'm running out of ones, but, you know, I'm at the amusement park waiting in line for the rides.
Amusement park. Sorry. Not on you.
Oh, wow.
What?
That's our long line.
Eddie, over to you.
Yeah. Here we go. He missed this one. This is a big one. Give me school pickup line.
Because in your life, that's a...
I mean, that's huge in a lot of our lives.
Places listeners hate waiting in line. Eddie says school pickup line.
Come on! What?
That was weird.
All right, Kimberly, that's Eddie weird. Went 0 for 1. I mean...
Yeah! Kimberly!
Yeah, not so good. Not so good.
Not a good start.
Not a good start. Amy, over to you.
Okay, so I know we said concession stands, but what about just like for food in general, like at restaurants? I don't want to wait in line.
Did you answer restaurant?
Yeah.
Sure, restaurant.
Yep. Oh, Amy. I had that. That was good.
Number 7 answer. Go ahead.
Okay. Huh. Let's see. What about, I mean, Lunchbox mentioned going to the bathroom in the club, but what about to get in the club?
Line.
That's good, Amy.
I have that too.
Line to get in the club or the bar. No, okay.
Oh,
we're
dang.
Around 2 of 3. Points are doubled. This is where you can make a move. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 answers off the board. The DMV, the grocery store, restrooms, restaurants, and concession stand. Lunchbox, what is your answer?
Mine is in the line at the bar to get a drink. To get a drink.
In the line at the bar. Yeah, when you're... line to get in the bar. Okay, show. There's no chance.
What?
All right. Eddie, points are doubled.
Yeah, here we go.
You need to get on the board for Kimberly.
Here we go. We got it.
Go ahead.
Man, I'm so hungry. I need food fast. Go through the drive-thru, but there's a long line. Hit me, Bones.
With what?
With drive-thru.
I thought that'd be a restaurant.
Show him drive-thru.
What? Amy already said restaurant.
Hey, Kimberly, he's 0 for 2.
No, like a drive-thru.
He's crushing it.
Drive-thru.
I know.
Okay.
Amy, go ahead.
Yeah, so I cannot stand the line at Zara, so I'm going to say shopping.
Sure, shopping stores.
I have them.
That's the number 4 answer, worth double this round. So you have 8
okay,
points.
Okay, let's go. What do I have on here? Okie dokie. I guess sometimes there's a line at the gas station.
Gas station?
Shoot!
Not bad.
One more round. Points are tripled.
Okay.
There's the number 3, 5, 9, and 10 answer on the board. Lunchbox is leading with 17 points. Eddie, you could... if he misses this, you could definitely take it back with one answer.
Yeah, but I'm not going to miss it.
$1,000 on the line.
$1,000. And how many have you gotten right, Eddie, so far?
0.
Oh!
Lunchbox, your answer.
Get in line at the concert at an event when you're outside the gate.
Saying that.
No. To get in the gate.
Eddie, third time guest in a row in 3 rounds. Okay. Thank you. Eddie, now look. If you don't hit one of these, it's over. And Kimberly just doesn't win the $1,000. So... 2,000 Bobby Bone Show listeners were asked, where do you hate waiting in a line? The number one answer was DMV. Grocery stores at number 2. Number 4 was retail stores. Restrooms at 6, restaurants at 7. Concession stand at 8. There's a lot of points on the board. They're triple value. What do you have?
This is so dumb. I don't even know if people go here anymore. Is it the post office?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I hate that.
I mean, but do you even go there?
Yeah, UPS store.
Postal store. Delivery place. You know what I'm saying? Come on, just tell me I'm alive.
Show him. Post office.
Kimberly, I'm so sorry.
That might have been the worst performance in history with $1,000 on the line. He didn't get her a single point.
Oh my God.
I mean,
yeah, why are you rubbing it
Amy,
in?
Amy, you can win the game, though.
Okay.
Wait, it don't even matter. Amy, just laugh at Eddie with me for a minute.
No,
laugh.
Because I feel bad. She just...
Amy?
Yeah, it's not about me.
What about at the movies?
At the movies? Lunchbox is our winner.
Woo! I told you I was coming for that money.
You don't get the money.
But you don't get it.
What the heck is left?
You just blocked
when
it.
When I come for money, when I see money, I don't want other people to have it. Let's go.
Is it the doctor's office?
The hospital ER would have been one. Yes.
Oh, ER.
I don't have
that was number 5.
I wasn't picturing people in a line there, though.
Airport security.
Oh!
I hate that.
You're so not smart.
Traffic.
Well, yeah, traffic.
I didn't have that.
At number 9 and the number 10, pharmacies.
Pharmacy is so true.
So
okay, well,
here's what happened.
Just kidding, we're smart.
That's Kimberly, we're gonna give you another chance later in the show to win again. But if you don't win that one, then there's no more chances.
How does she feel right now?
All right.
Lunchbox wants to know how you can't be good.
Well, let's hear it.
Why are you trying to rub it in?
Shh, Eddie, how do you feel, Kimberly?
It's so sad.
Yeah.
It's so sad.
Okay.
One more chance.
One more chance. Now we're gonna get it later on the show. All right. All right, let's put Kimberly on. We'll get her on with the game later. Give her a chance.
Hey, guys, where's my son to rub in her face?
It's too late.
Let's go! Money on my mind, you hear that?
A lot of yelling. Woo! We had a long night last night. A lot of yelling. So we have another way for you to win some free money, too. $10,000, thanks to our friends at Hyundai, who've partnered with us to celebrate the journey to our 10th year in Nashville. Sign up to win and get rules at BobbyBones.com. We'll give her another chance at $1,000 later on. Dang. Okay.
That was terrible. So close.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboar'snest. All right, I'm going to do it. People said I wouldn't do it. I'm going to do it. We got 2 games in a row, 2 segments in a row.
No way. Back to back?
I feel bad because Kimberly didn't win the $1,000. Ray, would you mind putting Kimberly back up real quick? Hey, Kimberly, we're going to give you another shot in like 3 minutes, okay?
Okay, great.
So, we're going to do not Google anything.
Okay.
I will.
Not you, Kimberly. I don't care what you do. You can Google it.
That's nice of her, though.
Yeah, it is very sweet of you. We're going to do best Disney songs of all time.
Oh, Kimberly, that's me. That's me.
I mean, it kind of is.
She just picked you and you lost $1,000.
I get it, but I can make it all back
right
here.
The Disney game, the songs, is coming up next. We'll be right back.
Hyundai is celebrating the 10-year journey of the Bobby Bones Show.
Live from Nashville.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Good morning, studio.
Up for grabs, $1,000 for Kimberly.
I can help
her. The same Kimberly that lost $1,000.
That's correct in the last segment.
Yeah.
That's right. In honor of our 10th anniversary, live from Nashville, Hyundai wants to help us honor your journey of listening to this show by giving you $1,000 all through the week. And Kimberly's on with us. Okay, Kimberly, so we're going to do best Disney songs of all time.
I'm about to nail this.
Dude, this is my wheelhouse.
This is my wheelhouse.
No, I have 4 kids. I've been watching Disney movies forever.
I have 10, Kimberly. You need to pick somebody that you think will go at least 9 for 10. And it can be any of them. It's going to be one-on-one, me and them. Who would you like to represent you, Kimberly?
One-on-one, I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm definitely picking Eddie again.
Let's
okay,
go, Kimberly!
Eddie, you got a chance.
Hey, this is the comeback.
It's me and you, one-on-one.
Yeah, we got this.
Yeah, there are 10 Disney songs I have here.
Come on.
You have to get 9 right, the movie.
Okay, 9. Okay, all right.
9 out of 10. You can only miss one or she doesn't win the money.
Okay.
Here we go. For example, this is not one, but for example.
You got a friend in me.
Yeah, easy.
That would be
Toy Story.
That would be correct, and you'd have a point. But that's not a real
one.
Oh,
he has no points yet.
No points yet.
Oh, that's too bad.
Did we get it?
But we're starting off strong with the
example. $1,000 up for grabs.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's go.
Settle down. Settle down.
Here we go. From 2013, here's the song.
Let it go.
Eddie, can you name that movie?
Absolutely. One down. That's Frozen.
Frozen's correct.
Come on. I'm telling you, this is my wheelhouse. We got this.
Song number two from 1992. Hit it.
A whole new world. A dazzling place I never knew. But when I'm way up here, it's
disappear.
Eddie?
That's Aladdin Bones.
That's correct.
Come on.
Two for two. Kimberly, how you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I think we got this.
You're getting close to that $1,000. Okay, number three.
Remember me, though I have to say goodbye. Remember me.
Don't. From 2016, Eddie, what movie is that from?
I mean, this movie reminds me of myself. That's Coco.
Coco is correct. Three for three. Number four. This movie's from 1989. Go ahead.
Up where they walk, up where they run, up where they stay all day in the sun, wandering free. Wish I could be part of that world.
1989. The movie is
Little Mermaid.
Correct.
Stay poised.
Killing it.
Hey, stay relaxed.
I mean, he's number so five. Cocky for someone.
Go ahead.
Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase. Hakuna Matata. Ain't no passing praise.
It means no worries.
Oh, okay. Full impression. Go ahead, Eddie.
That's Lion King.
That's correct. Five for five. Okay.
Come on.
We're here. We're here. As long as you get four out of the next five, you're the winner.
Four more.
You're about to win someone $1,000.
That's what I'm talking about,
$1,000. Okay. Here we go.
Uh-oh.
Eddie, I see a struggle on your face over there.
This Disney?
Yeah, yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, yeah. It didn't hit you quick? You want to hear it from the beginning again?
That's not one of those Anna Kendrick movies where she sings?
I'm pretty positive it's not.
No, it's not Pitch
from
Perfect.
From the top, Ray, go ahead.
So it's a princess, a girl, looking back at her in the mirror. You know what, Bones? I'm going to go with Princess and the Frog.
Wow. That's wrong. All right.
Oh, here we go, folks.
That's Mulan. And that's Christina Aguilera singing the song.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Well, that's my one.
Boy.
That's my one.
Yeah.
That's my one I get to miss.
So as long as you go four for four here.
Let's go.
Hey, how you feel, Kimberly? Did you know that one?
I knew that song, but I'm not sure I could have pulled Mulan out. So we're still good. There's some easy wins still in here.
$1,000 up for grabs for Kimberly if Eddie goes four for four.
And that was the last one, right? I can't miss anymore.
You can't miss anymore.
Oh, my gosh.
Go, next one.
I want to be like you. I want to walk like you. Talk like you. Choo-choo. You see it's true. An ape like me. Can't learn to be human too.
What are you thinking about that?
I mean, I don't know.
He ain't thinking a lot. Look at his face.
I mean, what is that?
I mean, there's context clues, right? Amy, don't help him. Don't help him.
Okay.
We have money up for grabs here.
I heard be human, too.
Okay, so will you hit it again?
I want to be like you. I want to walk like you. Talk like you.
Okay.
Go ahead.
This is an animal talking to a kid saying, I want to be like you. So give me the Jungle Book. Oh, my gosh. I hope that's right.
That is correct.
Oh, yes! Yes, I've never heard that song.
Guys, you can't help them.
I didn't know the answer.
Okay, here we go. Three left. You have to go three for three.
When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are.
Sounds like Eddie's high school days.
Anything your
You've heard this song, right?
Yo, absolutely.
Many times. Do you know it?
I've heard the song. I'm assuming it's Jiminy Cricket in Pinocchio. No.
Correct.
Yeah! Let's go! Okay, wow. Settle down.
You have two to go. If you go two for two, you win her $1,000.
Hey, Bone, stick with the same kind of
all Disney. Genre. I didn't make it. It's the top 10.
Don't give me that Christina Aguilera.
He said
time.
Stick with this genre. Yeah, it's all Disney. It's the same genre.
I mean, like, you know.
Go two for two, Eddie.
Okay.
Go.
Prepare for the chance of a lifetime. Be prepared for sensational news. A shiny new era is tiptoeing nearer.
And where do we feature?
Just listen to teacher. I know it sounds sorted.
I got it. That was tricky because that song's not very popular, but that's Lion King.
That's correct.
Yeah! Wow, that's Scar, dude. Scar's talking to the hyenas.
True. True. Okay, we're down to the final one, Kimberly. If he gets this right, you win $1,000, okay?
Oh, man.
If he gets this wrong, that's it. No more looks.
Come on, Kimberly. We got this.
She's just listening and rooting for you.
I know. Yeah. She's probably praying right now, I bet.
Kimberly, is your heart racing?
Yes.
Okay, $1,000.
All right, settle down.
Last song, all or nothing. Go.
See the light of the sky to see. It calls me. And no one knows.
Eddie's face looks a bit confused. He knew some of the words. What are you?
I know the song.
Yeah,
for sure.
What's in your head right now? What are you deciding between?
I have two guesses, and Lilo and Stitch came up, and I'm like, I don't think that's a Disney movie, or Moana.
Is that a Disney movie too, or is it?
I don't know. I don't know which one's the actual Disney movie, but they're both ocean themed.
What's Lilo and Stitch?
It's like a girl and like a little animal, like an alien.
Little mouse thing.
Oh, it's not two creatures. It's a human and a creature.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. So in your mind, it's Lilo and Stitch
or Moana. Moana.
For $1,000.
Let me hear this real quick. I think it's Moana. She's talking about the sea. This is all about the sea.
Now, when I say, are you locked in, and you say, yes, you're locked in, that's your answer. You cannot change it.
Can I hear this song a little bit more?
Yeah, you want to start from the beginning?
Please.
Okay, here we go.
See the light where the sky
meets the sea. Light. Sky. Sea. It calls her.
And no one knows.
No one knows.
How far it goes.
That's the stone that she's talking about.
The wind.
All right. I'm going Moana.
Are you locking that in?
Yes, the wind and the sails. This
are
is
you
Moana.
Locking it in?
I'm locking it in,
He's
Bones.
He's locking it in
for
$1,000.
Let's go for Kimberly.
For Kimberly is the answer.
Moana.
Moana.
Oh, oh my gosh, that was stressful.
Kimberly, you just won $1,000. How do you feel?
Awesome, thank you. That's awesome, Eddie. You did it.
Kimberly, we did it. We did it.
Guys, let's not forget about how he cost you $1,000 earlier. Let's
he
not.
Didn't.
No,
he made
I
did it for it. Yeah. Hey, that's a Disney movie. I saw you go fall down. She, you know, you questioned yourself. You lost.
You say that all the time. Learn from your mistakes.
Right, and then she's like, you know, I still believe in you. We got two stories here. Somebody who just keeps on believing. Somebody who gets up, dusts himself off, and wins $1,000.
Wow.
Give it up for Kimberly and Eddie. What a great day. Kimberly, stay on the phone, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
To the rest of our listeners, we have another chance for you to win $10,000 thanks to our friends at Hyundai. Go to BobbyBones.com, sign up and get rules. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was, And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but, you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. Coming up in about 45 minutes or so, for the first time together in, it's got to be 12, 13, 14 years, because we've been here 10, and the Wreckers were not together while we were here.
Right.
But the Wreckers will be in studio. It's Michelle Branch and Jessica Harp. You will know them from this song right here.
And it's all right, yeah, I'll be fine. Don't worry about this heart of mine. Just take your love and hit the road.
Still a jam. Love it. They played with us last night at the Million Dollar Show at the Ryman. So they're coming in this morning. So I'm very excited. We've never had them in. It's always fun for me to have brand new people in. Here's a voicemail from Catherine in Amarillo, Texas.
I wanted to call and say thank you guys for the President's Day show. It was so good. It brought so much funny content, great interviews, and just great interactions with all of the show members. And I just want you to know that as a B-Team member, it means the world that you guys want to show up for us and get us through our day, whatever that day is about. You guys are awesome. Keep being awesome. Thanks.
Well, that's a very nice message. And if we paid callers, because some radio shows do, they pay callers, fake callers.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. That'd be what I'd pay a caller to say. Yeah. That would be script verbatim. We don't pay callers. We never have paid callers, but that would be it. That would be a hired caller. And I played that purposefully just so I could feel good. Yeah. I'm a little tired from last night's show.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Have you ever been to any movie homes or TV homes like the
Great
Full House?
Question. Or did we go to the Breaking Bad house? I feel mm-hmm. like, no, we just talked about that mm-hmm. and never went.
Yeah.
We were there like in the same state. We're yeah. like, we should do this. And we never did. So the ones I would go to, Brady Bunch house, never seen it. Golden Girls house, Full oh. House, Friends. No, I don't think I've seen anything.
I went to Golden Girls and Full House, but I think I had the wrong Full House, but oh. apparently.
You did. But they all look the same. Yeah.
that went wrong. Well, I have the most Googled movie homes.
Movie, Full House. No. Home Alone.
That
has
is number
be.
One.
It has to be. Good. I yeah. can picture it in my head. Mm-hmm. That big, and I was like, how'd they get that much money? That's what I think. Like, how do people make money to have this?
I get 70,000 people are searching for that house every month. And do you know where it's located?
The real house?
Yeah.
Well, I know the show is like, the show, the movie, that's not my grandma. The show outside of Chicago, like in Illinois?
It's in Illinois, yeah. Dang. Huh. Look at
That's
you.
Good, dude.
Okay, also in the top five, you have the Twilight House in Oregon, Hocus Pocus House in Massachusetts, Father of the Bride House in California, mm-hmm. and then Edward Scissorhands. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wouldn't know those four. I know where Johnny Cash's house was, though. He's not from Arkansas.
Oh, the original
one? Yeah.
That's
cool. Wasn't in a movie, but that's pretty cool. Yeah. What else?
There's a TikTok trend for a little snack. This girl's gone viral. 13 million views, and people are apparently obsessed with the chickle.
Let me see if I can figure this out. The chickle. It's got to be a chicken pickle. The chickle. The chicken pickle. The Chucky, the grilled cheese pickle. The cheese pickle.
Chickle. Cheese pickle.
Chicken pickle sounds better than cheese pickle.
It does,
But
actually.
We had pickles with cheese at high school football games. Back in the day.
I've never had
You get a dill pickle and they put cheese on it.
What?
Whoever you are on TikTok, you stole this from Mountain Pine High School circa 1997, 1998.
Well, I think her thing is she pan fries the cheese so it warms it up. Yeah. And then she lays the pickle inside and wraps it around and eats it sort of like a pickle cannoli.
Yeah, we didn't do that. What we did was you got that plastic nachos tray and you take the pickle out of the bag and you lay it in that nachos tray just naked. And then you put cheese, pump the cheese on it.
Oh.
And then you just eat it with a fork.
That's cool.
We called it the chickle.
Yeah.
All right, what else?
Cody Johnson is talking about how he nearly quit music, but his wife, Brandy, inspired him to keep going. He said there was days that he would come home and just say, I'm done. I can't do this anymore. This is eating me up. And his wife would look at him and say, yes, you can. You've got to. You got to get back to work and have a better mindset.
I feel like you want to get him out of the house. That's what it sounds like, more than like pursue your dream. It's like, no, you got to go back to work.
So he credits her for his ability to push through. And because of all that, if he had to give all this up for her, he would do it. But I don't think she'd probably want that.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so either. Not now, after all that.
But just a reminder that you can encourage those around you.
Okay.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Police in Alaska got a call, 911, what's your emergency? And a resident on the other side says, oh yeah, I'm looking out the window and there's this pig. It's just standing on the side of the road, looks really cold, and I feel like it shouldn't be out there. So police respond and they find Elvis Pigsley standing on
that
the side.
Did you make that up?
That's his name.
Okay, I like it.
Standing on the side of the road freezing. They don't know it's Elvis Pigsley, but they put the pig in the back of the car, and they put a post on Facebook, said, hey, we found this pig shivering on the side of the road. Someone said, hey, that's our pig. It got out. So took a ride in the cruiser back to their house, and Elvis Pigsley is back home safe.
Pigsley or Pigsley?
Pigsley. Did I say Pigsley?
You
Pigsley,
did.
Pigsley, whatever. Elvis Pigsley's alive because the cops put him in the back of the cop car. No handcuffs, but he is in the back seat.
Be tough to handcuff him, though.
Yeah, a little bit.
Because
yeah.
Because we have hands that you can't get the... You can just easily slide them off.
They have hooves.
Yeah.
You can zip tie them.
I don't know if you could.
Oh, really?
Now, did the pig say, thank you very much?
No, thank you very much. Thank you. Lunchbox, nice job. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.